bigger achievement than learning all of Shas in the Gemara. In the Gemara, you don't touch Mishnayos Zroim, you don't touch Mishnayos Tyrus. A person has the opportunity when they're learning Mishnayos to tap into Kol HaTorah Kula Mamish. The Bali Musar tell us there's a halacha in Hilchos Brachos that if you have a gadol, a big piece of bread, and on right next to it you have something smaller, but it's shalem, you have an entire roll, even though the roll is smaller, but it's shalem, you're mevarech on a shalem. You make a bracha on something small if it's whole. And so too, a yid has to make sure that he has a shlemus, even though there might be other yidin who are bigger than him, but if he has a shlemus, he has a hekif, he has tapped into all of Torah, such a person, you're mevarech on such a person. Such a person shows a shlemus. And it's true with Mishnayos. Sometimes going through Shas is overwhelming, but with Mishnayos, a person can over time have a shaychus with every single nekuda. In fact, the Mekubalim teach us that there are six chalakim to our neshama. A neshama has six parts, keneged the shisha sidre mishnah. And when a person learns a seder of Shas, they're mashlim an entire chalak of their neshama. And more than that, the Mekubalim teach us that each seder of Shas is keneged in our legs. We know we have six joints. We have in each leg three joints, by our hip, by our knees, and by our ankles, totaling six. The idea of joints is the ability to maneuver, the ability to walk, the ability to do. Even malachim don't have joints. Malachim are people who are omed. They're beings that are omed. They don't move. A ben adam atzelem elokim has the ability to maneuver, has the ability to walk, has the ability to experience. When a person has joints, they're moving, they're doing. And so too, every seder of Mishnayos is mashlim another chilek of that mobility to bring a graisa simcha and a graisa shlemus. I once was speaking with Hagaon HaGadol Rav Avraham Gervitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Geitzen, and I said it's so hard sometimes to master all the areas of Torah. And he said to me, first of all, you don't understand how much you remember. A lot of times we think we forget our Torah, but then when we go back to the sugya and we learn it again, details that we thought we forgot, they're in there somewhere, and that's also called memory. But then he told me the following thing. He said, an answer to this is Mishnayos. In addition to a person learning Shas, a person can really have a connection with Kol HaTorah Kula, chazer it, and master it. And he said one of his Talmidim Mamish knew Mishnayos Baal Peh. And this is something that we're being osik in, grabbing the time to have this kesher with the Ribbono Shalom. The Nefesh HaChaim writes that there were those who thought that having a shaychus with Torah is just to have dveikus, have a connection with Hashem, but not so much the importance of what you have learned. And he says, chas v'shalom, he says, if that's the case, a person could just learn one Mishnah their whole life. Just start with Maseches Brachos, first Mishnah, say it over and over, Behislavas Atzuma. And he says, no, a person has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula because a person has to know Yediyas Hashem, to learn about the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like in every relationship. You want to get to know the person you have a kesher with. You want to deepen the relationship. So too over here, a person, through learning every Seder of Mishnah, will understand Borei Olam and become more attached. And we're coming to an opportunity that there's going to be a Chazara to review our learning. Chazara is the Iker. The first impression is always one that's weaker. Then a person has to build that relationship and go weiter. At one good Eitzah for chazering is that Mishnayos are always, Rachmanu Litzlan Lo Aleinu, in Shiva houses, they're always looking for people to do Mishnayos. A great Eitzah for chazering is to sign up on a sheet. Make yourself responsible for finishing a Masechta in Shas within 30 days. Rav Eliyahu Dessler Zatzal, when he wanted to quit smoking, he told everybody that he had quit smoking. Why did he tell everyone? So that it would create a certain machayev. If everybody knows I quit smoking, so then I have to quit smoking. They're going to see me with a cigarette. So too with Mishnayos, a person can become a Grois Baal Chesed everywhere he goes, signing up for Mishnayos Le'ilui Nishmas. And the more you get to know the Mishnayos, the more you can do it with ease. The more you can chazer a Masechta within such a short amount of time. We should be zeicha to have this shlemus coming into the Yom HaDin with a process, starting a process of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula is a lease on life, is a way to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Borei Olam, I've made moves to make myself a shalem, someone that's roi lebracha. We should all have together a ksiva v'chasima tova and a good gebenshtyar.